Hello and welcome to SEO Rankings Do Follow podcast. Here we hold regular talks with SEO and digital marketing experts to discuss hot SEO topics and share actionable insights with the SEO community. So subscribe to stay on top of everything going on in SEO. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how to reach a broader audience through AI-driven inclusive marketing. To help us break this topic down, we are joined by Joanne Boyce, the founder and CEO of Include AI. Let me spell that out for you, our listeners. INCLUED AI. Correct me if I'm wrong, Joanne.
That's correct.
Thank you. Joanne is also a keynote speaker, a data scientist, and more importantly for today's discussion, an expert in inclusive marketing. Welcome, Joanne. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
If you don't mind, I just want to jump straight into it and ask you about your background, how you got to where you are today, how you got involved in digital marketing. So what is the ins and outs of your story?
Oh, it's a very bendy road background. But my first start in marketing was actually social media management. I dived into that straight out of the recruitment sector. And while doing social media management for a bunch of small companies, I kind of realized an element was missing. And this was around 2017, 2018, when I really started to explore inclusive marketing and kind of discovered it. And from that is when I had the idea to create a software. So it's been a non-typical route, completely self-taught marketeer. On my journey of creating the software is when I dived into data science. So while building the startup, I did a data science master's, having had an undergrad in psychology. So I went from like talking about things to all numbers and data, which I know the SEO individuals would love. And that was one of my favorite elements when I was doing social media marketing as well, was the data element of things, how you can really add the scientific element to marketing as well as the creative part. That's where I am now in my journey. I don't know what the future holds, but yes, that's the combination start.
Because we already mentioned the term inclusive marketing. Let's just sort of get the definition out there. What is inclusive marketing and why is it important in today's digital world?
So there are a couple of variations of inclusive marketing. Essentially, if you look before 2017, there weren't many people talking about it. So this is my definition. You may find others. I define it as marketing that has systems, processes, and content that interacts with the diversity of your target audience. So some people define it by trying to engage and market to everyone. The way we define it is with your target audience, there's diversity in that. So for example, say your target audience is gamers and you may specify you only want to target men who are age 18 to 25. Even within that demographic, you may have some gamers who are neurodiverse. You may have some gamers who are physically have disabilities. There's diversity within that audience and it's about making content and making sure you're attracting all of that diversity.
Just wanted to sort of convince our users that this is the way to go. And if you don't mind, I just wanted to quote some stats from your article. And our listeners, just take note. 70% of Gen Z consumers are more trusting of brands that represent diversity in ads. 71% of people expect brands to promote diversity and inclusion in online advertising. 70% of young millennials are more likely to choose one brand over another if that brand demonstrates inclusion and diversity in terms of its promotions and offers. I could keep going. Our listeners can Google and find this article themselves. Obviously, I'm sold at the very moment I hear the definition, because we're all people and it's just doesn't make sense not to include somebody. But like in terms of business, is that a conversation that you have with somebody? Like, why do I need this? I'm perfectly fine what I have right now. Why is that important?
It is super important to businesses for the main reason businesses exist, to make money. At the end of the day, inclusive marketing is an element of getting a target audience that one is already interested in your product or service and you're just not attracting them. So you're leaving money on the table. And that is one of the key things I think businesses need to understand is you have a potential audience out there who are already interested in your products and service. It's not a completely cold audience. And on top of that, it's future-proofing your business because the generations that are coming up have more access to the internet, have more awareness, and they're going to call you out on your brand values. Every company loves to put in the brand values. Oh, we're a family. We care about all these things. People are checking now and they're making sure that your marketing follows what you say in your values.
And I think with the social being even like a more dominant form of communication for the younger generation, it's even more obvious like what that brand represents. You can't skip that, not knowing that they're up for diversity or totally ignoring it for some reason. Yeah, in terms of for the younger generation, definitely the social media is taking a different approach to it. And I'm thinking like, is there a difference between how inclusive marketing needs to be portrayed on social and in search, given the most popular demographic that is present on there?
So in relation to socials, you're talking a little bit more about the visuals. When it comes to search, there's more inclusivity within the language. So the two key things I like to point out, and again, the SEOs listening, don't hold me to fault. My background is not SEO, but the main areas, I think, is the words you use. So for example, I'm based in the UK, and for a long period of time, when talking about a certain demographic, a lot of content would mention the word BAME, B-A-M-E. And they would imply that was Black ethnic minority. Now, that was a term used by the government, but it isn't a term that was used by the demographic. So the demographic individuals weren't typing into search engines, I want to find BAME products. They were typing, I want to find Black products. So it's thinking about diversity of your audience and what language are they using to describe yourself if you're selling a B2C product, for example. The other element is in terms of your alt text descriptions. And I think a lot of the times, people have recommended in the past, I don't know how much they do now, but they recommend about putting a lot in your alt text descriptions to help with the search and help with Google crawling your website. But what ended up happening is kind of curving away a little bit now. People were stuffing their alt text without describing the image, without making it accessible. And also when they described the image, they weren't describing the demographics of the people in the image if there were people there. And that's another way that having inclusive language on your website, in your content, could benefit, because people using your site who are visually impaired are looking to those descriptions to get an understanding of your company. And if it has nothing there, if it's just coworker at a table, I don't know, put an alt text out of the top of my brain, then you're not providing any further detail for that person who's using a screen reader.
Do you still have to like go an extra mile and spend an hour every time convincing people what talking about this, explaining what it is, what the results will be, or are people catching on it already? I put my hand
in the pulse.
Yeah, inclusive marketing.
Depends on where and who they're targeting, like what stage they'll be at. A lot of companies are aware already because of their recruitment. So they're trying, in the UK, we have the gender pay gap report, and people are being targeted to make sure they have equal gender salary pay between genders. But a lot of the companies don't have enough women in the roles. So they're like, okay, how can we attract more women into these jobs? And they realize it's the way they write the job ad, it's the way they advertise the job. So they're becoming aware of it in an element of need that they need to attract diversity. The other element is the conversation has really changed since the unfortunate murder of George Floyd in 2020. There's not so much convincing required for people to understand, because they can see the power of generations, the power of choice, and the power of awareness. When people are aware of something, they will act. They will buy a product if they know you are ethical, if they know you will do something. The difficulty I'm having now is a lot of people aren't applying it to their specialties, for example. So I'm talking to the SEOs here. A lot of people are saying, okay, we're going to do inclusive marketing. Let's just get some inclusive stock photos. It's like, if you have nothing to do with imagery, that is not your specialty. Don't leave that to the person who does. Think about your area and do the research in your area, because you're the expertise in that area, and then start applying inclusion to that. So for me, that's the next phase. And that next phase is being powered by technology. And I think there's a real opportunity here for everyone within the marketing sector to change the future of marketing and make inclusive marketing the standard rather than the afterthought.
What trends or innovations do you anticipate will shape the future of inclusive marketing to combat this lack of diversity over the next few years? Because you've mentioned it already, include AI, and it would be really helpful for our audience, I think, to know more about this tool, what it does and what its goal is. Please share with us more information about include AI.
So include AI, or inclusive clues, which helps with the spelling of the name, essentially, we're trying to give people inclusive clues to make their marketing diverse. We're currently focusing on text at the moment. And within text and language, there's a lot of ways you can use particular words that will detract an audience, bias language. So our tool is using artificial intelligence to identify bias in tone, in words, in phrases, and help content creators, marketers, recruiters write more inclusive text to attract a wider audience. The future that we want to build and what we're working towards is essentially making the internet a more inclusive place, making the content that's published. And that's my personal mission for one of two reasons. I think marketeers, SEOs, anyone working in the industry, our work impacts society a lot more than we realize. We set the trends for how people see themselves in roles. So there's that element. But there's the element of artificial intelligence. AI is learning from what we publish on the internet. It's based on the history. And our history as humanity hasn't always been as great as we would like it to be. So we have the opportunity now to change the content that we're putting out there, the perception. Simple things like content around who can be a CEO. If AI is learning from that, why don't we make that representation of who can be a CEO as diverse as possible so that the AI of the future can paint that?
What stages include AI right now in terms of being able to point out content that is not inclusive? Maybe do you already have like something that suggests what needs to be done instead of the text that is on there? Could just paint a picture a bit more of, if I just go to the website of Include AI right now, what would I be able to get?
Right now, you'll be able to sign up to our waitlist and then get private access. We're testing with different companies to make sure it's customizable. What we're working on at the moment is it can detect and scan text and analyze it. We're making sure that our recommendations are specific for the use case. Because a lot of tools you see out there, they just recommend anything. They're like, oh, just change this word. But marketers, SEOs, we know that a word can change the whole meaning of a sentence. So we're making sure that we're able to write inclusive text for our users, but not take away the creativity from it, not take away their intended tone or their intended voice. So right now we are pre-seed development. We're going to be launching soon and we're just doing testing with beta testers. And I am such a nerd about it. I am enjoying it so much. We are building out our own language models and so forth because a lot of the AI out there is quite biased. So our work is really pivotal in understanding how humans engage with text and how they learn and receive feedback, but also how can an AI be inclusive, which is not, I'm not going to comment on any of the big open AI. Oh, I already did. Any of the AI tools out there, but they're not always great representing inclusive language and really giving people things that aren't problematic. But yeah, I definitely, we're looking to talk to any businesses right now that are interested in beta testing and really seeing how it can be used throughout their business.
Because we had a situation a couple of years ago. It's obviously, it's the most, not the insanest example of not inclusive marketing, but we had an email that went out to all our English speakers. And it was something about like, the summer's here, get ready, blah, blah, blah. And then we talk about SEO. And one of our users from Australia said, it's winter. What are you talking about? And like, and they were so mad about this. And and I was just thinking, like, as you were talking, I'm just imagining so many different users and thinking like, I don't even know how to start. There's so much you have to take into account to make sure that you're including everybody. Like when I say everybody, I just don't want to list a whole, that will not be inclusive to everybody either way. So
it's fascinating, isn't it? It's just your brain.
Yeah. Another thought that I had was, I noticed myself that I've been using AI tools for like half a year or so. And I noticed that sometimes my language, my written language changes a bit because I've been seeing so much AI stuff. And this thought leads me to, do you hope or anticipate that inclusive marketing will make humans better ultimately? Because it's just, you see the stuff that you read.
My biggest hope is that, and it's like my personal mission, we can look at any brand, like you and I could look at a brand that we care about and see some form of content from that brand that reflects us. Because that's the beautiful thing about marketing. We don't have one chance, especially in the world of social as well. We're putting out a lot of content. Some brands are publishing, I don't know, 3 to 4 blogs a week. And you're just like, okay, some point in that content, some point in that journey, your customers should be able to connect. And like some of us, I don't know if you have it. I have memories of the Coca-Cola ads growing up and just seeing like, oh yeah. And I have this vivid memory of it. But at the same time, I couldn't pinpoint to you an ad where I was just like, oh yeah, there's a little black girl just like me doing this thing. So my hope one day is that kids will always have an ad. And I know I'm talking about ads and not big screen movies or whatever, but we live in the marketing sector, but they will have something that they connect with and they hold on to. And then that helps to help them dream of whatever future they want. I think that's the power I would love inclusive marketing to have and how I would want it to be in the future.
We're just going really deep into something that I would love to continue, but we have a couple of more questions that I would love to get to. But I mean, I don't relate in terms of, I had to like role models when I was growing up and I just didn't even think about it before the Wakanda movie came out and people just started talking. And then my eyes opened like, oh, I had no idea you guys had no heroes. I just didn't even think about it. Superman, white guy, I'm white, like That makes sense. So I'm really hoping that you're not going to take too long. All the companies that you're working with are going to give you a lot more feedback soon. And obviously, it's a very difficult process. There's so much involved. I can't even imagine half of it. But I wanted to talk about in terms of, yeah, you know how business is about making money. So how would you measure the effectiveness of inclusive marketing strategies?
So two elements. One, experimentation. I definitely think when branching out to a new audience, I love to use games because everyone has a stereotypical image of a gamer. And there's an organization, they're now based in the UK, called Black Girl Gamers. So they have a network of over, I think, 10,000 Black Girl Gamers around the world. So you could run, if you were a game, you can run an experiment of like, okay, cool, let's pump and see how that goes. Let's see if their audience, let's start that relationship. But the caveat I would say, understand that when you're stepping into a new audience market, you are brand new to them and they are brand new to you. So you cannot compare it tit for tat. I don't know if that's an inclusive term. You can't do a direct comparison, but you can see if it's growing month on month, year on year, and keep changing the different types of ways that you're engaging with that audience. The other thing I would say is tie it to a goal. Don't just do it for the sake of doing it. I have a personal gripe with some businesses when they approach B Corp or they get B Corp certified and they're like, oh yeah, we're environmental friendly and that's it. We're done. No. How does this help the business? So attach it to a goal. If you have a physical product and you're thinking of branching out to a new region or a new area or new audience, what is the goal for you as a business that will make it that outreach profitable? It is okay. Under my rules, not everyone's, but it is okay if you do a good amount of experimentation and do not see a way of penetrating that market to step out of it. It should not be just for the sake of doing well, but it should have business case attached to it and continuously experimenting. So the main things I don't see businesses do, one, I don't see them attaching a goal to it. I don't see them experimenting when they're stepping into these new audiences. I don't know how to phrase this one, but sometimes they do it just for charity. Most annoying one.
I don't even explore the topic that much, but that's the feeling that I have. Like a lot of people just, oh, you know, just check, put a check mark in there. Like we're doing that. We're eco-friendly. Worrying about other people, LGBTQ plus, everybody's happy. But obviously, end goal needs to change probably the company from within. If you're thinking about being inclusive, then that maybe needs to be represented through your software or product or offering or one of my favorite topics for like the past year because it's just so disruptive maybe. I'm not sure if that's the word, but I don't want it to be disruptive because like people need to like open the door to this disruption coming in. And so the question that I have was about you specifically helped companies become more inclusive, if that is something that you're willing to talk about. Just maybe a specific example would just, I don't know, maybe in your head you have, you remember a message that you just were able to sort of maybe give feedback or maybe even make it inclusive at the end of the day. Because the way I see it, it's not only about just having an AI that just replaces everything, but it's maybe have a more inclusive process in terms of getting the people involved to provide feedback to like, okay, our audience is this, this is what we want to communicate. So it has to be sort of like an exchange.
Mm-hmm.
If you just make it automatic, then yeah, I'm inclusive, but nobody has changed.
I have examples, not from our current case studies and testers at the moment. They're still early days, but all of our work is based on my 7 years of consulting. So I've gone into companies and there's a couple of examples. There was a company where internally they were really, really proud and really on top of their gender equity. So they had equal amount of staff, everyone was paid. It was really great. But what they didn't understand is whenever they put jobs out, they weren't getting that attraction. So we audited all of their content, we audited their website. Although they were 50-50 gender split, their content publicly was 90% male. And they didn't realize the perception they were giving out was that it was a male-dominated company with the sprinkle of someone making a decision. So that helped them to really change how they were portraying and then attracted different clients as well, because it was a design company. They started attracting companies that were focused in impact and focused in ethics. So they were able to attract more clients and also increase that diversity of who was applying for their jobs. A small one in the games industry, it was in terms of the influencers they were working with. They assumed because of whom they thought their audience was, they didn't reach out to certain influencers. At the time, they were speaking of Black and brown influencers. But when they did, they saw a higher return on people downloading the game. It was a mobile game than they did with their typical influencers that they were working with. So there was certain instances where companies have taken a different approach. Sometimes when we step in to consult in a business or help them with their inclusive language, it's a little bit like giving that first permission But then the second stage is the education, because once they're aware a certain word or a certain phrase or certain imagery is not appropriate, sometimes people have an initial response of, oh no, we can't do anything. When really we help guide them through and be like, no, this is a challenge to be more creative. This is a challenge to expand the way you're doing it, not a stop sign. And that's the goal of the AI, is never to be a stop sign. Our tool is to be there to help you be more creative, but also safeguard from any potential risk.
For example, you're telling me that you have a male focused piece of content. How would you identify that? Where would I start? Is there maybe some blog or book that I can read to sort of make it easier for me to understand? Because when you say like handicapped LGBTQ Hispanic, I understand this piece of text is male dominant. I have no idea where to start identifying it.
Okay, so there's two elements to it. There is the gendered word itself. So you can identify the gendered word, which is most things end in man, mankind, body, body, anything that has a man in the word itself, because you're implying male physically. And then there's the gender implied word, which is more so based on job ads rather than content. But a lot of times when you're describing something as authoritative, or you're describing something as strong or so forth, people assume male to it. It's where we're at in society. It's not factual, but it's how people assume it. So those are the two things to look out: gendered terms and gendered words. On top of that, the imagery around getting to that content. So if you were to take, so an SEO is trying to attract people to the website as their main goal. But if you're attracting them to the blog and you have three blogs on a page, you can see six at a time, like an Instagram grid. Look at the ratio there at a quick glance and be like, okay, what are these six featured images telling me? If I just had to make one story from these six featured images. The other element I would say is going back to what I mentioned about the alt text. If you had to interpret the whole blog by what you have in the alt text, what would it tell you? Would it just tell you that it's about an interact? Like, what is the alt text adding or removing from the rest of the content? In terms of the Google element, there's a great book called Algorithms of Oppression, How Search Engines Reinforce Racism. That is a great book to read, especially because you're working in Google a lot. But Google has been doing a lot of work to step away from what they've done in the past. But a lot of times their algorithms would feed what society presumes to be a thing. Example I can give, if you type in woman in Google search engines, a woman could be a variety of skin tones. But most likely, top of the fold, you're going to see all white and blonde. It's getting better. But those types of things to be aware with, of like, if you're trying to rank in certain areas of your field, try to understand, how is Google seeing that? Is Google categorizing you in a particular way? Like, I don't know, more B2B element. But if you're making a product that isn't gendered, but Google is putting you up with a bunch of other male products, maybe then you should shift your narrative. Maybe you need to write a blog about how your product is suitable for women to use and make it that specific. So Algorithms of Oppression is a good book to read. I don't know if I could recommend other podcasts, but there are some inclusive marketing podcasts. There's mine, Marketing Made Inclusive. There's one by Sonia.
What is your main like words of encouragement to anybody listening? Because I'm hoping that everybody is convinced that this is definitely, there's no cons for this. This is something that it must be done. It's just taking time, not only on your end. You're not the only one responsible for this, Joanne. I'm hoping that not only Google, but everybody will sort of get this conversation going at least, because I want to have more events like this, not necessarily for the Do Follow podcast, but just generally, because this topic is just, I feel, is just so, so on point. It doesn't need to be a hot topic. We don't need to wait for AI to like, this is just something that is outside of this, just something that needs to be happen, considering the fact that the values that the Western world is building is specifically this. I really appreciate all that you've shared, and I just really would love to have one word of encouragement for our listeners.
I think what I would love to give you listeners, particularly because they are experts in whatever brand their SEO is for, upskilling now and becoming an inclusive marketer now is going to give you a career edge. And I think that is the thing. Treat it like you're upskilling, because we know what's happening with AI and Google and all this stuff, and everyone's trying to figure it out. But this is inevitable. This is going to happen. And this is a skill that you need now to make sure your career lasts longevity.
Appreciate it, Joanne. I can't thank you enough. And I'm just so like, my creative juices are flowing so much. I don't want to promise too much and not deliver anything, but like, I'm definitely on like the ally squad for this because can't see any cons. So I would basically want to thank you, Joanne, for being here. And I want to sign off by saying that today, Joanne Boyce shared with us her insights and expertise on leveraging inclusive marketing to reach a broader audience online. Hope our listeners are already thinking about how to apply these insights to their work. I want to say thank you to Joanne for being here and taking the time to share these insights with us on such an important topic. And I want to thank our listeners for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe and join the next episode of the Do Follow podcast.